The Alamo Master Plan has been a battle of its own since planning began almost 4 years ago. It calls for revamping the Alamo and Alamo Plaza to tell over 300 years of history. District 1 Councilman Roberto Trevino has led the push by the city.
At the heart of this is revealing and telling as much of the history as possible.
Thursday's vote was on the final plan approved by the Texas General Land Office and several committees created to draft it. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush told the council the Alamo of tomorrow can't be allowed to become a decaying relic.
I would argue that this plan is the most important historic preservation project not only in the state of Texas, but in the great United States of America.
The goal is for the new plaza to be opened by 2024. The plan has undergone numerous revisions since public input began in 2015. For example, a plan to put glass walls around the plaza was removed. Other elements of the plan that still receive some public opposition include moving the Cenotaph Monument and creating points of entry instead of entering the plaza from any direction. That's where District 10 Councilman Clayton Perry, one of the two votes against the plan, drew issue.
I don't know how you can enhance the connectivity, again, with only having one entrance into that plaza during the museum hours. I just don't understand how that's going to happen.
The plan also calls for the creation of a museum across from Alamo Plaza, which will charge an entrance fee. Access to the plaza and church would be free. Perry and District 9 Councilman John Courage attempted to add two amendments to the plan, but both failed. District 3 Councilwoman Rebecca Villagran said a yes vote would help tell the story outside of the 1836 Battle of the Alamo.
It will be different from what we are used to, but what we will get, I believe, is going to be so much more, and what we need to give that respect to our World Heritage Site that tells the story of the Americas and the hemispheric geopolitical shifts that had happened in this area.
The project's planning phase is over, but the concept and design phases have hardly begun. The decision on where to place the cenotaph, the design of the plaza, and creation of the museum will all require separate approvals from agencies like the Texas Historical Commission and San Antonio's Historic Design and Review Commission. In San Antonio, Joy Palacios reporting.